Well, probably the biggest thing is the morale, trying to get the morale going a little bit and trying to make it fun coming to the rink. But for us, it's more in the details of the game. We've got to be a little bit better through the neutral zone, getting pucks deep, getting pucks to the net, just some simple stuff. We're finding ways to be on the wrong end of games, and I think the details would help us.
A couple of your players were saying that they're thinking too much and maybe that they should just go out there and play hockey.
Well, I think what happens is that when you don't have success, you look for the reasons and and on a personal note from the players, they're all trying to find ways to win games and to contribute, and then they start pressing and then frustration sets in. So I think that's where they're finding that frustration, I think, and that's what they're trying to manage. And I understand that. It's just the will to try to win, to help us succeed, and that's what we're trying to. That's why I think it's important that we work on our morale a little bit.
Given Miller's comments on Sunday after that loss, it seems like you might be facing a team that's really rallying behind their goalie tonight, or perhaps a team that's really out there to win tonight. Do you have to guard against that?
Well, you know what? We have our own situation that we have to look after. We're not going to be so concerned with Buffalo. I mean, we know what they do and how they play, and both teams are kind of in the same boat, really. You know, we're both trying to rally behind something to get a win for. So for us, we didn't have a good homestand, and we just hope that we can get out of this tonight. So we know Ryan Miller's a good goalie, and he'll play well. So for us, we have to find ways to beat him. But we have to be good in our own game.
When morale is like this, what can you do to kind of lighten things up, I guess? Or what do you
Well, the biggest thing you want to do is not beat your team up. That's the first thing you want to do, you know. I think you just got to be sensitive to their ways, you know. I mean, if you had a bunch of guys that didn't care, it'd be different, but I don't, I certainly don't feel that's the issue. So for us, is that you just, you know, you want to try and keep things positive and kind of keep things upbeat. And after all, it's just a game. It's hard when you're in Winnipeg, because when you go home, it stays with you. And if you're going out to dinner with your wife or family, it follows you around a little bit too. So for us, it's just trying to keep things on a positive note.
Does it help sometimes maybe to be away from that microscope then and get on the road like this?
Well, I think it does for a number of reasons. One of them is that it gets the team back together. It helps their focus, and the team camaraderie is good, and the guys hang around more together, and I think that that's a good thing. And then they end up talking more and, you know, getting some dialogue, even having some laughs is not a bad thing. So I think it does help you going on the road.
Are you considering 7D tonight?
Are you?
I just noticed that Clitson was up. Are you considering putting Clitson back in? Or?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Is it injury related? Or?
No, it's just he's been watching for, you know, three games, I think he's watched, and I think that just the opportunity to get back in, and, you know, right now Redmond will come out, and he's played okay, you know, and he's a young guy. I think that you can also learn by watching games, and that's what we'll do.